On today's show, the guys talk with Will Pimble about the Coaster Punks project, backyard roller coasters, STEM, STEAM, and even blockchain. There's also an EduTech tip of the week. All of that up next on the EduTech Guys. You're listening to the EduTech Guys, edutechguys.com. That's it. Welcome to the show. I'm David Henderson.
Hey, I'm Jeff Madlock.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for coming by, tuning in, turning on, downloading, however you're getting it. Thanks.
Yeah, you're thank you. Caught me off guard there a little bit. Listen, catch us on the web, www.edutechguys.com, edutechguys.com. Every week I try to spell a little faster because I'm working on my spelling.
You're insane.
I'm going to be the next spelling bee champion.
You're going to be like that guy who used to do the Micro Machines commercials. Remember that dude?
Faster. Going with something. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Yeah.
He does beat it in like 3.7 seconds crazy thing.
Yeah. Now, if it was clapping, I could do the clapping thing.
You can do that.
Yeah. No, I can't clap that fast. No. I clap about like... I'm a golf clap guy.
You can't even work the clapper with that.
That's true. Clap on. Yeah, this didn't work out. Yeah, that's terrible. I got a delay there. Hey, listen, check us out on social media. Just go out there at EduTech Guys, anywhere you go, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Instagram, it's all out there. And don't forget to check out our Patreon. I've actually put some stuff on Patreon, and I forgot to tell David that. He's looking at me with the inquisitive, Labrador look. You did?
What?
Did you say treat outside? But check us out. It's some really great stuff. We're trying to put more out there for, stuff that we don't normally put out. Some of it's outtakes, some of it's funny stuff. In fact, this one is some funny stuff. It's actually pretty hilarious. And, there's like, was it something?
Is it something I was allowed to say? You'll never know. Actually, you will.
Jump over to Patreon. Yeah. Hey, listen, we have a great show for you today.
Oh my gosh.
And you talk about cool stuff. I mean, this is some really cool stuff. You're going to get excited. We highly recommend you visit coasterpunks.com, find out more, but definitely listen to this interview and take it all in, make some notes, and find out what it's all about, because it's some really cool stuff that's going to really change education. And
yeah, I mean, we're talking
fun.
Well, I was going to say, we're talking about a guy who, or we're not just talking about, we're talking with a guy who built a roller coaster in his backyard because his kid said, hey, can we have a roller coaster? And he was like, sure, why not?
Yeah, that's the way to go. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and hear a little message about some of our favorite things, and we'll be right back after that. Are you using Soundtrap for personal use, recording podcasts, making music, and more? More importantly, are you using Soundtrap in the classroom? Soundtrap for the classroom is amazing, allowing students the ability to create music, podcasts, audio for their projects, and so much more. Check out Soundtrap now at soundtrap.com. Hey, welcome back to the EduTech Guys. We're really excited to have our next guest on the show.
Yes.
Really excited. We're going to let him introduce himself, tell us who he is and where he's from and what he does and all that kind of good stuff. So here we go.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll give you the quick on stage 90-second version. My name is Will Pimble. Once upon a time, I built and sold a company called Web.com, which was one of the first internet domain name registrars in the world, one of the first internet companies, really, back in the Web 1 days.
Yeah.
Since then, after I sold that company, I became sort of a professional know-it-all, a management consultant and a technologist, and I've worked all over the world sharing ideas and helping people learn to run and scale businesses. And these days, what I'm working on, as you might expect, is Web 3. As we make that transition from Web 2 to Web 3, what does that mean? My perspective is kind of weird, since I started out in like Web 0.9, and I've been there the whole time. And my special project that I'm working on these days, the thing that I'm plugging at every opportunity, is this project called the Coaster Punks Project.
Mm-hmm. So Tell us about the Coaster Punks project.
Yeah, let's start there.
Yeah, let's start there, and then we'll build
and then
out.
We'll, then we'll one. Work back to the Web 0.9.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, yeah. The Web 0.9 is like we could probably just, you know, most of us weren't even born by then.
Exactly.
So it's like, it's like, of course, Web 3 sounds cool. You weren't around for Web 1 to Web 2.
That's right. You have no idea.
But yeah, it's like, hey, caramba. So the Coaster Punks project is just a little bit of background. Somewhere along the line, back in, I think, 20-something or other, 2014, my 11-year-old child, Lyle, asked me if maybe we could have a roller coaster in the backyard. Mm-hmm. And I could think of all sorts of really good reasons to say no to that, but none of those reasons to say no were as good as the reasons to say yes, which was that, A, he would take that experience with him forever if I built him a roller coaster in the backyard, and B, it would prove once and for all that I'm like a way better dad than my brother. And and I achieved both of those goals quite handily. And along the way, we also started making videos of those builds to show Grandma Lois and my big brother, Larry, just how awesome things were at the house. Hackaday found out, Netflix found out, Good Morning America found out. One thing led to another. And so over the years, tens of millions of people have gotten a chance to enjoy the backyard roller coaster builds. I've built five of them. Other people have built them too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you Google backyard roller coasters, you're going to find me, a guy named Paul Gregg, a guy named Scott Brazelton, a guy named Sean LaRochelle, and a guy named Gus Machado from Brazil. Those are us. Those are the five people who own the space. All of us have gotten together to form the Coaster Punks project. And what we're going to do is we're going to build, actually in this warehouse, if you're watching it on video, this is a 3,000 square foot warehouse, 25 foot ceilings, 55 feet by 55 feet. We're going to turn this space into the most sophisticated indoor thrill ride ever built by private citizens. And the way we're going to do that is by learning about executing and releasing a carbon neutral NFT collection. And that's how we're going to like raise funds for this. We haven't signed the deal yet, but within a couple of weeks, we will announce that we've got like a production deal with a production company and professionals that you've heard of to film the project for STEM. It'll be a 6 or 8 episode STEM series that seeks to teach physics, family, and fun. And that's kind of the thing. So it's an absolutely ridiculous use of time and money that I feel like is exactly what kids need.
Yeah.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. You know, you say ridiculous and on one hand, sure, it could be perceived that way, but multiple times during your talk about this, you've mentioned the key element, and that's the students. You know, you're tying this into STEM. This is not just, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, taking part in whatever favorite beverage you have as you are putting together, you know, this roller coaster in a building. It's way more than that. You're talking about building the, you know, foundations of STEM, and I'm going to throw art in there because I'm sure that's definitely going to come into play. So you're talking about STEM, STEAM. You're talking about getting, you know, making this accessible to students. Frankly, you're talking about, you know, students who are going to watch this. And they're going to go to their dad and go, hey, you want to be the cool dad? Mm. Guess what? Guess what we could do in our backyard?
Yep. Yeah. You want to be the cool dad? It's not that complicated.
Right.
and my buddy Paul Gregg actually wrote a book, two books actually, on how to build a safe backyard roller coaster. And Paul, by the way, is a good friend of mine, and he's a retired Boeing aerospace engineer. I mean, these are, you know, we've got real people. And he does all sorts of STEM stuff. He lives up in the Seattle area. He does all sorts of STEM courses and teaching. I'd recommend you get him on the show. He's a wonderful guy, a grandpa, you know, he's just, we love all of the rest of us. We just love Paul Gregg. He's like the boss of the thing. I'm the loudest, so I end up out in front of it the most. But it is. What I discovered quickly on, early on about the coaster project was, you know, the first one was like, okay, Lyle, great, let's build the coaster. What are we going to need? It's like, well, let's see. The yard is this big. The track should be that long. We're going to need this much PVC and for the rails and that. So this distance times two and so on. And so right at the very beginning, you start doing the math. Yeah. And that's for most kids, doing the math is not fun. It's hard. It's repetitive. It's boring. It's all of those things. But guys, if you put a roller coaster on the other side of the math problem, the kids are going to do the math. Every single one of them can't wait to finish the math so that they can move on to get what you get when you do the math. And what you get when you do the math is roller coasters and rockets and bicycles and buildings and boats and airplanes. It's just like all the good stuff happens if you do the math. And so that needs to not be a problem for anybody. That needs to be part of the fun.
Well, and it's so funny because a lot of students, especially in math and science, you know, they're always asking the why. Why do I have to know this? Why have here? You've already started with the why. You've already jumped up, you know, now you're jumping to the how. We know the why. It's going to be a backyard roller coaster. It's going to be a backyard rocket. I'm afraid of that one, but but still, you know, you've already got the why.
It's not that hard to make rocket fuel.
Oh, that's isn't that scary? But you know, you're right. So 62 feet equals woohoo, arms in the air. You know, I mean, that's what they know is going to happen. You know, what else I love about this project is the fact that I know you guys, and I can already tell the way you think, and I can already kind of picture NFTs, marketing, branding. You know, teaching kids more than just this whole end of it. This covers the gamut of, this isn't just about building a roller coaster. This is about all these other things you can learn to do and careers in your life and things that you want to learn to be right here built into this project.
Yeah, 100%. Once upon a time, I've always been the crazy dad, and I've been insanely lucky in business and in life and with my babies. And so I've always been able to offer opportunities to my kids that maybe not all, kids could, my kids and any kids who are around them. And so one time I asked Lyle, I was like, hey Lyle, man, if you could have any kind of school you want, what would it be like? And he says, I'll tell you on one condition. I was like, well, really, what's the condition? He was like, I'll tell you if you promise not to build the school, if you promise to let me stay in the school that I'm in. Because, so, you know, he knows me. I would have built this school, but I wrote an article for Edutopia called like roller coaster high school or something like that. Cause it was Lyle's. It was all Lyle's idea. He was like, well, I'd take a theme park and I'd put a school on the side of it, because at a theme park, you've got roller coaster rides and they have to be built and they have to be maintained and they have to be managed, and you've got food service and that's got to be taken care of, and you've got a fire department and you've got security and you've got crowd planning and you've got people living there and working there, and everything in life happens in a theme park except it's fun. So if I could build a school, I would build a school that was bolted onto the side of a theme park. And this kid was 12 when I asked him the question. And so it's like, I think it's a really good idea to ask children what the smart and right thing to do is, because they know and we think too much. But I kept my promise. I did not build the school unless we're doing it right now.
Yeah. That's right. You may be, accidentally laying the foundations for the next educational entity right there.
it's a really cool thing. One of the reasons you mentioned the NFT part of it, and that's a hot button issue, and people get, anybody who didn't live from the web one to the web two, anybody who didn't make that transition worries about NFT. Oh my gosh, is it safe? Is it this? Is it that? Is it a scam? Is it, you know, environmentally sound? And the answers to those questions at the moment is, a little bit, and no, not remotely environmentally sound or most of it. And so those are problems that exist with this technology. But when I built web.com, my first company, we sold domain names before anybody knew what a domain name was. Mm-hmm. The first question people would ask when they called us on a phone, which was actually wired to the wall, people would say, what is a domain name? And that was the first question. Just like if you say NFT, unless, I mean, you know, if you know what an NFT is, you've only known for a year or so, if that, right? And right. 95% of people don't know what it is now. The first question in the whole blockchain crypto NFT world is, what's an NFT? And the second question is, isn't that kind of a scam? And those, and so I've lived through those two questions. Those were the first two questions at web.com, which today is one of the 19 biggest web hosting companies, domain name companies on earth.
Yeah.
So I am not remotely concerned about those things, but our NFT will be carbon neutral. We're using a particular blockchain that uses as much energy to mint an NFT as it takes to send a tweet. And then also a second part. So there's the coaster that's part of our NFT project. The second part of our project is, this is a 3,000 square foot warehouse in a 9,000 square foot building. We're going to lease the roof of this building, and we're going to put a 125 kilowatt solar farm on the roof of this building. Nice. So that's enough energy. That's enough energy to power, 12 American homes for a year. Mm. And it's also enough energy to power one third of the Polygon blockchain, which is the blockchain that we're going to be using for our project. Not one third of our project, one third of the entire blockchain, which includes millions of transactions and all of that, because the Polygon blockchain doesn't use electricity like some of the others do. But, and so it's a bigger project than just, hey, let's build it. It started out with, hey, let's build a roller coaster. And then one thing led to another. But the things it's led to are really, really cool opportunities for us. And so the overarching goal of the Coaster Punks project is to inspire humanity to be sustainable and interplanetary. So the whole thing will be tied to the Artemis project, the moon launch project, and space. And we're going to have part of our thrill ride will be a lunar habitat. We've got retired Disney Imagineers helping us figure out things like forced perspective. So when you look out the window of the hab, you see the lunar surface and things and Earth. And we're going to use projection mapping and LiDAR scanning. It's just going to be so silly, guys. So ridiculously over the top.
Yeah, but so freaking cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. I couldn't be more excited. As you can plainly see, I feel so lucky and so stoked to have a chance to do this just like relentlessly outlandish thing. And then part of the NFT, they'll be like, they call them utilities in the NFT world, but they're just little coupons and perks.
Yeah.
So when you buy an NFT, when you buy a Coaster Punks NFT, you might get like 1,000, there'll be 10,000 total. 1,000 of them will include a ticket to come to the party on the launch day or the launch week. Sure. And ride the ride. And so you'll be able to get in here. And then other things will be like, you know, meet and greet with some of the Mythbusters and private tour day at Disneyland and yeah. Park hopper passes to Disneyland. Come to a build day. Come help us work on the thing. All sorts of really cool stuff. So there's going to be something for everybody in this ridiculously fun project.
So I've got to ask other partners in the educational world, and in, you know, we've got a lot of companies out there right now that are making some wonderful educational content that, you know, are just getting yep. in. They've left the business world. They've made money other places, and they were like, okay, now let's give back and let's do this. Where are you at in the steps of there? What are we going to see when it comes to, you know, we're in Hope, Arkansas. So when my school district that I work for is ready for this to come into their East program, which we got to get you in touch with the East folks if you aren't already in the East.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So, you know, where's that process at? When's that going to open up? When are students and schools going to be able to get a part of this?
We're going to, well, already, if anybody who wants to, we've got a Discord channel that's already set up, and you can get there by going to coasterpunks.com. If you go to coasterpunks.com, you can join the Discord and get in on the conversation and cool. help with things like coaster chat, ride planning, sustainability. What's it like to live on the moon? Let's talk to the engineers, and you can see a whole bunch of content that's already up there, renderings, drawings, storyboards. That's all there right now. As I mentioned, in a couple of weeks, we will have like inked a deal with a major educational content production, which is going to help us ensure that the series gets made and that distribution is taken care of, and we can reach out and connect with all the schools. I mean, I can't imagine how hard it's been for teachers in the last 2 years.
Sure. Yeah.
I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
And if this can help in any way with that, you know, that's the Lord's work as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you're exactly absolutely right. And that's the big kicker. We talk about why a lot for the last several years. We talk about why. And we've both been in education together almost 60 years. So that's been it. If you can define why to a child, you know, Dad, why do I need this? Dad, why do we need it? Teacher, why do I need to learn this? Once you give them a why, and in fact, if you can put that why right in front of them, like you guys are doing, then we're going to help these teachers out. And I think we're going to see the change in education, especially with projects like yours, that are going to accelerate learning in the United States to a point that it will rival the rest of the world, and the greatest in the history of mankind, I believe.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I joke that like ever since my daughter Ellie, who's now 20, ever since the first week she was around, I've been calling my mother once a week to apologize for one thing or another. You know, it's starting out with like, okay, Mom, I want to apologize for all the things because I didn't know that you think about me every second of every day. I didn't know, and I didn't know how much you love me, and one of the things that she said to me, which stays with me all the time, is she's like, look, for the first year at least, what a kid wants and what a kid needs are the same. And when it comes to education, if a kid's in a school environment and they have even the slightest clue that they're here to learn something, if you give them what they want, they're going to get what they need. And so it's like, hey, Dad, can we have a roller coaster in the background? No, in the backyard? Nobody would like blame me for saying no to that. I mean, insurance and this and expense and blah, 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 and all of the reasons that you could say, oh, no, well, son, you know, we're going to be sensible, put away childish things. I have never seen any benefit whatsoever to putting away childish things. I don't get that suggestion. It just makes no sense to me because the childish things are what put us on the freaking moon.
Exactly.
And we're taking huge inspiration from the Artemis One project. That giant, amazing thing is sitting out on pad 39B. It's like any day now we're going to light the candle and we're going back to the moon. And that's incredible. We've got one of the gang is a woman named Chelsea Goad. She's a senior writer for space.com and she's in on the fun, and we're connecting with astronauts, you know.
Wow.
Fun fact, when Magic Mountain launched in 1972, I think, six of the seven Mercury astronauts went to the grand opening.
Yeah.
And the only reason there weren't seven is because Gus Grissom had died before the party. But if he hadn't, he'd have been there too. So one of our goals is to make sure that our Artemis-inspired space-themed thrill ride, one of our goals is to have at least seven astronauts on the ground here at the party, and guys, we're like well on our way.
You know, Scott Kelly. Awesome. Scott Kelly's not going to miss that. You know that. So, you know, he's that kind of. He's going to love it. He's eating that up right there. So,
guys, it's like I wish we had. If we had more time, I could tell you that. But you know, let's do get together again because, you know, we can show storyboards. We can show the build progress. It's such a cool adventure.
Yeah. Right now, this is I'm glad you're giving this information. This is the taste that our listeners need to get, you know, a nice taste. This is like going to Costco and getting those free little samples. And like, I've got to buy the rest of it now.
Samples.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to ask again, and so you can give it to us in the whole litany of it all. Best way for our folks to get in touch with you, be part of it, steal ideas. You know, play a small role or a large role. What's the best way our listeners can do that?
There's no small role, I think. The best way to get in touch, the best way to get involved, which is more important probably, the best way to get involved is to go to coasterpunks.com. It's really, really simple. You go to the website, you can join the Discord, which for people who don't know what a Discord is, it's just like a little community. You can click here, sign up, and then you can start having different conversations. And you can like connect with me and connect with the other folks who are building the thing. Just go to coasterpunks.com and we'll all take it from there together.
That's really awesome. Well, Will, go ahead, Dave.
We're going to have you back. We didn't even get to cover the web stuff, which that's where I like to live. We didn't even get to talk about that. So we definitely have got to have you back where we can have a show, if not dedicated to, at least where we can spend some time. I would love to hear your comments and visions for where we are now and where Web 3 is going to take us. So we're going to tease that in one way or another. We're going to get you back on so we can talk about that.
So we have a few open slots there in June. Right. So get out there and grab those real quick. So.
Yeah. Well, we're pals now. I went to Louisiana Tech, speaking of Hope, Arkansas.
Okay. So, right down the road. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been pulled over in Dubuck, Arkansas a great many times.
a very famous speed trap. Yes, you're correct. That is a very small town speed trap right there. You know, it's interesting. It's funny when we get guests on and we start doing our little research. We have a lot of educational and in the industry friends that we know real well and you know real well. And it's really interesting. So it's like you're already a friend of ours because you know some of the people that we know and we're all working towards the same goal. That's what's amazing. It's just in different, you know, it's like, what's over in that backyard? A coaster. And they come over to our yard sometimes. So really great stuff.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, the joke is like, you know, if you see fire coming up from behind Pemble's house, it's like you really don't call the fire department right away. It's probably fine.
I would imagine you get a lot of police and fire and emergency vehicles that come to your house, kind of like the John Wick thing. They're like, are you working again, Will?
they just call first. They're like, hey, Will.
Hey, listen, that was intentional.
Yeah, fine.
We meant to do that. Okay.
Yeah, like there's a fire over today. It's like, all right,
that's good.
Will,
hey, Will, thanks for coming on the show. We'll definitely have you back, man.
It's my pleasure, guys. Thanks for all your hard work.
Hey, what a great interview. I mean, that was just a great interview. That's a great guy, Will Pimble. CoasterPunksProject.com. Check it out. I mean, that's some great stuff. We're going to hear more from Will and his cohorts in the summer and as we move forward throughout the years, because we're going to have him back on the show because it's just really, really great stuff. But that brings us back around to, well, you know what time it is. It's
EduTech Tip of the Week.
Yeah, David has one. Here we go. What you got, David?
Hey, Google announced there are new emoji reactions in Google Docs on the web. Anyway, so the real tech tip of the week. All right, so this is going to get a little complicated, a little complex. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, I got this from Monica Burns during one of her sessions when I was in Chicago eating my pizza. Anyway, I think that's where I got this. If not, my apologies to whoever I got this.
And it's sad that the only thing you took away from that was eating pizza. But anyway.
It's Chicago, man. All right, anyway. So, again, this is going to get a little complicated. Just follow along.
I'm with you,
watch
brother.
For the changes.
I'm looking at you.
All right,
you. Let's
here we
do
go.
It.
You're going to record yourself against a plain backdrop. So it could be, you know, just a plain wall, a green screen, whatever.
Doing it in my head. Doing it right now.
All right.
Doing it right now.
Then you're going to edit the video in your phone.
Okay.
Down to about 3 seconds or so. Just it's a short little clip.
Okay.
Okay. So it's going to be, and ideally you're moving around, right?
Okay.
So
okay.
When you record, so you're moving.
You should have put that in the first there. But
okay. Record yourself moving around.
Okay.
Against a plain backdrop.
Right. Like in circles or like arms.
Whatever you want. However you want to do this. You're gonna create your own animation that you're gonna insert into Canva.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay. You hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right. You know where I'm going. On the line. All right. So. Once you get it edited, you're going to upload that video segment into Canva and you're going to insert it into whatever current project you're working on. When you insert it, you can tap on that video and you can actually edit the video and remove the background of a video in Canva.
Yeah.
And boom, you have instantly made yourself an animated GIF peanut butter, however you want to say it, in your Canva presentation.
So you're an amazing windsock man. In your presentation.
In my flailing presentation.
Arms. That's for
really flailing.
Cool.
I'm flailing.
You know, if you don't know Canva, you don't know Canva. Listen, if you're not using Canva and you're spending a lot of money on some other, we won't name it, you know, name brand, been around for 30 decades software, you're missing out, especially since for teachers, it's free.
Free Canva.
So, yeah, man, that's a good one. That's really cool. Hey, if you don't know about the background removing capabilities, you can do that with any photo, and it looks like any freaking video. That's crazy.
Freaking video.
Crazy. Anyway. Yes, if you're wondering, we think we have a gas leak in the office. We both lost our minds.
Sorry, that was a Taco Bell.
Yeah. It's a Van Camp gas leak right here.
Bandicamp.
Hey, listen, it's been a great show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at www.edutechguys.com. But really, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon. Check us out. We're everywhere. Just at EdutechGuys.
Everywhere. We're everywhere.
Hey, I'm Jeff Madlock.
I'm David Henderson.
We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to the EdutechGuys. EdutechGuys.com.